The leaders of Ethiopia and Eritrea have taken the next step in restoring peace to the region by reopening two crossing points on their shared border. Ensuing tensions locked the two countries in a bloody war, and after years of separation, emotional residents lined the road, embracing for the first time in decades. Dr. Behran Ahmed is the co-founder of the African Think Tank. Welcome to RN Drive.
Thank you, Patricia. Pleasure.
Can you briefly take me through what led to this act of reconciliation?
Well, look, as you pointed out, the region, and particularly Eritrea and Ethiopia, after some time of good friendship, ended up in a very messy, bloody war. We lost over 100,000 people from the two sides. Now, with Dr. Abiy Ahmed coming to the leadership in Ethiopia, he's young, ambitious, educated, and he came with reform mind. This is unheard of in the region. And he's amnesty to all the opposition, and he also opened the media and many other for people-to-people discussion. And this has Ethiopia, Eritrea started the talk in July, which both presidents met. And they took that swiftly now to many actions, which is part of it, which you saw this Tuesday, that the border, both in the Bori region and Zalambassa, imagine people just within meters distance were not able to say hello to each other, families. And this has broken that silence for the two to come together and to cry for just being bordered with war and landmine. So, look, to be honest with you, this has been long awaited for the two people.
You were born in Eritrea. What was it like watching the two leaders reopen the border?
Well, to be honest with you, this is something that makes you cry, because never saw peace in the region. I run out of a country with a war, and still Eritrea is in a situation that is not like Ethiopia. The leader in Ethiopia have taken many steps to change, whereas Eritrea is not. But peace is peace, and this is a call, and I'm sure the president will see this change, will not stop people being in jail, people being in, out of the country. Eritrea is producing refugees, whereas Ethiopia is calling all opposition to come. So hopefully, Dr. Abiy, as I put it in my few articles, that this will call for Eritrea to line up in the same standard for peace, democracy, and prosperity.
Do you have any family or friends that have been separated over the decades?
Not the close families, but to be honest with you, I have, in my childhood, I went to the Zalambassa area with the old ELF, where I saw that area. And the people, to be honest with you, this is a colonial boundaries that was created, where the two people are not different. They're all one family. And I have seen that people, how were, related and how connected, and marketing, and, you see that Sunday, Saturday market they had. And that was a common place where everyone was converging. Unfortunately, with the stability of the two leaders in the, past 20 years, the people have been separated for no reason. They have been away from each other, looking far away from each other because of the army. So to see the army now dancing together, it was unheard of.
Ethiopia's Prime Minister says troops on both sides will withdraw from the border. Has the long-standing conflict now finally come to an end?
Well, exactly. That's what, especially when I saw the two being enemies watching each other to stand and to dance together in both ends of the borders, was something to say that it's a call for peace, and the peace is just coming. But I'm not sure how Eritrea is going to react on this. Dr. Abiy Ahmed has made it clear, and the steps that he is taking is bold enough, that the region has not ever seen such a step, let alone for Eritrea. He also put an olive branch for the South Sudanese to amnesty and the call for peace. So the man has gone beyond the call of just leading his country. But I call upon the international community also to put pressure on Eritrea to show the same example, that the prisoners, we've got thousands of prisoners in Eritrea, are still underground, and all political leaders, media, journalists, and name it. Unfortunately, this is still buried in Eritrea, and no one speaks about this at the moment. So, just last week, I wrote a letter to Dr. Abiy Ahmed, congratulating him for the steps, for every inch that he's taken in his very short time, and I call upon him to show that leadership and to tell President Isaias List to give amnesty to his people, to open the door for the opposition, for all Eritreans to work together and create peace and prosperity for the people.
What does it mean for the Horn of Africa? What flow-on effect will this gesture have?
Well, look, if you look at it from a regional point of view, it has so much implications because first, Eritrea and Ethiopia war has affected the region enormously because the Red Sea is along Eritrean side. Ethiopia becomes a landlocked, and Ethiopia was looking for access to the sea and many others. So they were going via Sudan, via Djibouti, via Kenya, because getting access for 100 million people is not easy. And this will bring that one question of free movement, by which they did in the last Tuesday meeting and Tuesday border opening. But more to that, to be honest with you, the Europeans and the Middle East are all affected with refugees coming from this region. Especially when you see the European situation, where you've got about 20 to 22% of refugees are from the Horn of Africa, and particularly majority are from Eritrea. So this gives them a fresh breeze that the region will change, and I hope that will be the way.
Dr. Ahmed, thank you for your time.
Pleasure, Patricia. Thank you.
Dr. Berhan Ahmed is the co-founder of the African Think Tank. This is RN Drive.